Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Mullen goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Hutchinson moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hutchinson scores. LePon moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bubba Harris now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Kell reaches second base with a double. LePon scores. Mayo moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on York. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hutchinson hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Bubba Harris. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hutchinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joost for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Billy DeMars now playing shortstop. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LePon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LePon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. LePon moves to third. Mayo moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield is walked intentionally. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a line drive into left field. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. LePon scores. Mayo scores. Wakefield goes all the way around to score. Evers moves to second. It's 8-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Evers scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Mullen moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullen scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-0, Tigers. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kell. Vallow goes all the way around to score. Chapman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-1 Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing second base. Bill McKen now pitching. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 3 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York strikes out. There goes Vallow. The throw from Wagner and Vallow is out. There goes Chapman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 10-2, Tigers. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey now playing left field. Don White now playing right field. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LePon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with McKen covering, for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-4 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with McKen covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. DeMars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMars hits a line drive towards short. LePon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. he's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.